listening to Radio Miraya, the voice of peace.
Remember, today is the 1st of November, meaning that we are left with a month from the World AIDS Day. Now, the day is observed on the 1st of December, and the South Sudan HIV/AIDS Commission, in collaboration with its partners, has launched an AIDS awareness campaign. And during the one-month campaign, the Commission will offer free testing and counseling to the public in hospitals and primary healthcare centers. Now, they will also use the period to fundraise and mobilize funds for the commemoration. And we would like to talk about the campaign and the broader HIV and AIDS issues in South Sudan. Now, in the studio, we have the Director General for Programs at the South Sudan HIV/AIDS Commission, Mr. Mariel Chuir. Good morning, sir. Welcome to the program.
Good morning to you.
Right. So now, let's just start off with the recently launched campaign. You will be doing HIV testing and counseling. So how many people are you targeting to test during this campaign?
I would like to seize this opportunity to thank the Miraya FM for the opportunity. Yesterday, on the 30th of... before yesterday... that was the 30th of October. The commission, together with the Ministry of Health and our partners, we launched officially the beginning of the preparation for the commemoration of the World AIDS Day on the 1st of December 2023. And this one is an opportunity to renew our solidarity with the people living with the disease and with those who have died. We need to remember them because of the disease. And at the same time, is going to have a lot of activities to be conducted by all of us, the Commission, the Ministry of Health, and our partners, up to the 1st of December, where we are going to commemorate the day.
Right. So now, as you answer that, we would like to also speak about the attitude that is around testing. What do you have to say about it? Has it improved? I mean, how is it?
Yes. The theme of the commemoration for this year is Let Communities Lead. And one of the most important strategies that we have adopted in term of testing, of course, the Ministry of Health, together with the Commission, we have set up the guideline for self-testing, and we have launched one of the most important documents, which is self-testing. To boost the testing, the routine testing that we are usually doing in the health facilities. So with the campaign, of course, the routine testing, which is going on in different health facilities, will continue. At the same time, the communities, especially the network of people living with HIV, they continue mobilizing for testing in various communities, and from now the routine activities for testing will continue. And when we reach the day that we are going to commemorate the World AIDS Day on the 1st of December, there will be a site where all the masses and the participants will be allowed to come for testing voluntarily. This will happen in the main commemoration here in Juba, as well as in all the 10 states plus 3 administrative areas. So there will be an opportunity for testing. Currently, we are going to coordinate with our partners, especially the Global Fund through UNDP, which is procuring commodities, including the testing kits, so that we don't have shortages during the commemoration of the World AIDS Day in Juba and in various states.
Right.
The target that we are going to test is not specified, because it would be open for anybody
right.
who is willing to come for testing. And this is one of the strategies embodied in our current national strategic plan, that we need to reduce the number of people living with HIV by 50%. And we want to know those who are aware of the HIV status.
Mm. Right. And you speak about voluntary testings, and this is where my actually interest is. How are people responding to, over the years? Have the attitudes improved?
Yes. You know, when we started the response against HIV in 2019, we were having over 200 people who test themselves, and these numbers, they are captured from different health facilities.
Mm-hmm.
And over the years, for the last 3 years, we managed to bring down the number who know the HIV status to currently slightly above 160,000. Now, for the voluntary testing, it is improving. People are coming up, and the level of awareness is increasing.
Mm.
And there are pockets of areas, some of the state where there is wide stigma and discrimination,
mm.
which is the key factor preventing people to come down for testing in health facilities. And that is why we decided to enroll the self-testing. It is a very simple device where you test for yourself, and when you test it positive, when the result is positive, now you go to the health facility.
Right.
Yeah.
So what are some of the drivers for people to be cautious or not want to test for HIV?
As I said, stigma is one of the big issues.
Mm.
The widespread stigma. Stigma is one of the big issues which is preventing people. Sometimes people, they fear that when their status is known, the people will start to finger point to them, so they avoid to come and know their status. At the same time, there are criminalizing laws for some key population when they decided to go to know the HIV status and they are found positive. Sometime there are some segregating laws, and the commission is working on that together with the Minister of Justice, so that those segregations are reduced.
Right. And back to the campaign, you're looking forward to having celebrations on the 1st of December, World AIDS Day this year. So just tell us more about these celebrations. What has been planned for this year?
The commemoration of the World AIDS Day, of course, we are part of the globe, and that day is marked for all the countries in the world to remember the loved one who died, and to sympathize, and then to raise the awareness and advocacy on HIV and AIDS, because many people, especially the widespread illiteracy, made some people not to come for testing. So it is a time that we are mobilizing all our partners, all the communities, all the government institutions, especially different ministers, to start implementing the expected roles. Of course, the Minister of Health is the custodian of the health intervention in the country, and this is the time they will pull up their sock and exert more efforts so that we can reach as much as possible. The commission, together with the civil society organization, also they have to move within the communities to bring up people so that they come for voluntary testing.
Right.
There are a lot of coordination to be done among the partners, and this is solely the responsibility of Ministry of Foreign Affairs to coordinate at the higher level all the partners,
right?
Because the message is not embodied within the country, but we are reaching out to our partners internationally, especially the donor community. The other ministries, like Ministry of Justice and Constitutional Affairs, this is the time they should speed up the inaction of the laws and the regulations that are still pending in the parliament. The other parliamentarian, especially the Health and Population Specialized Committee in the TNLA, this is the time also they need to push and support the Commission and the Minister of Health to see into it that all the pending bills, especially the HIV policy, to be enacted so that can be a guide for all of us to follow and to implement respective activities. The Minister of Youth, for instance, we need to engage all the youth. The Minister of Gender should be active in reducing the gender-based violence activities, scaling up activities to reduce the gender-based violence. So all of us, the media, like what the Mirai have started now, they need also to start airing out messages. And our team that are set to kick off the preparation meetings on the 7th of November, they will come up with the different messages that will be disseminated to all the media houses, and that will be continuing to be aired out.
Right. Well, Mr. Mariel, thank you so much for making our time to speak to us this morning. So let's speak about the funds that you will also be raising during this one-month campaign. How much are you looking at?
Of course, the preparation, as I said, it involves everybody. And all the activities that are going to start with effect from yesterday, the day for yesterday when we commemorate, when we launch the day, they need fund and they need support. And we put forward our budget and we share it with our partners, UNDP, UNAIDS, and our colleague from PEPFAR. They are going to look into this and we are going to reach out to UNMISS and most of the donors in the country. And this budget is not something big, but the country can manage to give support. And
right.
We are eyeing also at the government to pledge their support this time round, and we are getting requests from different states that the national commemoration of World AIDS Day should be moved to their respective state. We got a message from Lakes through the office of the governor that this time they wanted to invite people to Lakes, and even the commission in Upper Nile,
right.
They are requesting too. And this may need a lot of money in terms of logistics if we finally agree that we should move the commemoration to various to other states. And the one that we are going to do in Juba will involve many people participating, and this one need us to take care of their welfare, because there are going to be a big parade involving the uniform and the pupils from primary school and students from secondary school. This one is going to be a long parade, which is not less than, we projected not less than 5,000 to 10,000 that will participate across the capital and all the state. And this one need a lot of resources.
Right.
I cannot tell you the exact figure now, but the team is working on that, and we are going to share widely the budget which is expected.
Right. And because of time, I would like to actually understand the accessibility to treatment, the antiretroviral treatments, how accessible are they to in the different parts of the country?
Yeah, UNDP is the one procuring commodities to for HIV, all the related commodities. And those commodities, of course, they are given to Minister of Health, who is doing the oversight of how those drugs, antiretroviral, are being used in the widespread ART centers across the country, over 170 ART centers.
Mm.
So those centers are equipped with the antiretroviral drugs, and people are accessing, except exceptional cases whereby we run out of stock, but this one, the health facility will call immediately the Department of HIV in the Ministry of Health, and they will respond to get the ARVs, because we don't tolerate any cutting of the medication or people are not taking the drug on time.
Mm.
So the drug are accessible in all the health facilities across the country. But the few challenges in areas that are far from the capital where we dispatch the commodities to respective state, we are working with our partners closely so that we stock those partners in far to reach areas and areas that are affected by flooding.
Right. Okay. Dr. Mariel Chir, thank you so much for your time, and we'll be going to the news headlines. I thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
All right. Yes, and it's just 29 minutes past 8 a.m. We are speaking about the launch of the campaign by the South Sudan HIV AIDS Commission that are launching an awareness campaign that will be taking a month until the 1st of December, which is the World AIDS Day.